Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at you noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rake bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out, come out.
It's a bit much.
is a bit much for me. And I don't want to fuck a person's mind up. I just, maybe I'm going to call Scooey, because Scooey never believes me when I talk shit. So I'm playing on DJ's exclusive phone tonight again. Scooey, I'm coming for you. But Truth or Dare Saturday, crazy topics as usual. Tonight's dare, truth telling, you got to tell them what it is. You got to. All right, tonight there is you have to call up somebody and have phone sex with them on the phone while on air. And the truth is, have you played with yourself today? How many times?
No. How many times you get to masturbate today, you know? How
play
many
with
times?
Yourself.
Play masturbate. We're grown now. Remember your period? Remember the pads you used?
Okay. Since you want to get like that, how many times did you put your finger in your pussy or stroke your damn dick today?
Damn. This is the internet, guys, you know, so don't be surprised by truth tellers, vulgar curse words, or when on a fire decimal. Yes, I talked about her in third person. Because, yes, it can go down. Knee scrape. I saw. me showing love, having fun, got a couple tricks on deck, you heard before, a couple new drawers. Shout out to my homeboy Dollarize in his bag. Definitely, this past month, he showed me a different side of him. Only saw the lightness. You know what I mean? He showed me a darker side, like a performer, passionate, grinder. Like, he's been grinding so hard, he couldn't even do some other stuff for me. Get your minds out of the gutter, not that kind of stuff.
Man. He was grinding on her ass. Y'all know she got a big ass. She was rubbing on that ass.
First of all, don't listen to anything that she is saying, because on some real shit, she's a liar. She's a liar.
What's liar,
pants on fire.
What's my name?
Liar, pants on fire. You can't get her. She's not for hire.
I'm telling y'all the truth. She let him all rub on that.
No, listen. No, we had fun. I'm going to tell you one thing. We had fun this past Diamond Spotlight. I am amazed. Like, I really think
it was fun.
And shout out to my artist, BMG, Black Music Group, who had everybody in Mill Creek grinding on each other. I mean, like, I ain't going to say no names, but everybody picked a partner. They shared a partner. There were sandwiches. It was all types of stuff.
Being passed around. I even got sandwiched a couple of times. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, truth teller got sandwiched. It was crazy. It was a lot of faces down. It was a lot of asses up. We had a good time. It was real good.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
Yeah, it was like it was a loop song on or something. But shout out to everybody joining in the switchboard. Definitely, if you want to speak on a topic, join in, talk to us. Person number one will open your mic up ASAP-ish. Like, right away.
Uno.
Press the one. We'll open your mic up right away. Like I said, we've been so busy. A lot of great things coming up. A lot of shit I haven't taken. I haven't taken no shit. Like, I'm constipated. Like, seriously. Like,
hold on, wait. Because you need to dick up that ass. But no, let me stop. Yes, the truth teller is in rare form tonight. She has.
No, you really talk your shit because you want some other stuff.
Y'all have to know the truth teller doesn't get no recognition. They be like, who are you?
But you know what? It's cool because we're gonna get her a little photo shoot. We gotta get you in the gym too, babe. You gotta work out with me. I'm about to start working out more too.
Oh, wait. I was working out today. I was running around the park with my son. When I say running around the park with my son, like
that's
crazy.
That's good. Well,
I went to this medicine wear off, and I'm being in the bathtub crying in some hot water.
Why?
Because of the pain, girl, the pain.
Oh, from all that running. Yeah, I don't like. That's the one reason why I hate working out. Because after you work out, the next thing you know, your muscles are burning. Like, I'll ditch the whole entire thing. Like, I won't work out for like a month until I heal. Like, as y'all. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for the burn. And you know how when you watch those workout videos or whatever, they're like, feel the burn. It's good. Is it burning? It's going to hurt. This is going to hurt. I'll be ready to punch him. Like, who told you to hurt me?
Burn is nice. You like the burn. Yeah, the burn.
No, the only burn I like was Usher's. I know.
I'm going to take a little music break. Like I said, artists, you want to join in, press the number one. I got
callers. You would say callers.
Yeah, right. press the number one. Join in. We'll have some fun. And those in the chat room, you will be talking to the truth teller tonight. You never know what you're going to get with her. So be ready.
So running up on niggas late night is what I'ma do. Yeah, I'm back with them heaters. None of you niggas can see us. I'm about to flood the game. You can call me Rap Katrina. Ain't that same old shit, just a different day. I hear these niggas rapping, talking about they flippy, yay. My niggas put the mask on, that's how we play. Run up in they crib, take they shit and sell it round the way. Niggas don't know what they started. These streets, man, we both guard it. Running your lip and have me pulling my fifth, and I don't plan on missing my target. Shitting on them, no toilets. Throw them out, they garbage. At the end, you gon' see that me and G, we go to Harlem.
These niggas need them bounce. They better move. Get they head crack. Put on the news. This nigga need an ounce. His homie needs some blues. That's how we go down on the night. It's just a no-no. Ha, we getting money, bitch. That shit you seen, foe. Purple on the table. We got that lean, bro. We don't ask no questions. We let it squeeze, ho. Leave they body all melted. Swiss cheese, ho. We blow them out of here. I mean, yo. I'm a hurricane. Make it rain. See, no. Your bitch begging to give me brain. Deep throat. Trap stars don't go hard. That's a damn show. These niggas need.
Nothing else, y'all. Get your mind out the gutter, okay?
truth teller.
I can't help it.
It does?
Yes,
why?
I'm not gonna lie.
Hmm?
I'm not gonna lie, my mind stay in the gutter.
Why?
I don't know. It just do.
We gotta get it out of the gutter, okay? We gonna take your mind and dust it off and clean it. Okay? You don't like that?
I think
okay. So. Back to my story. Bells and Beast, Uptown Bully, crazy artist, not ever a stranger to Philly Shine Radio, Diamond Spotlight. He's been there, like, faithfully the past 3 months straight. He's like, you got another one? I'm there. And I'm like, oh, I appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody who's been coming back. I probably shot out my last list. It was like 32 artists at the last event. I'm so sorry, Mill Bill, you couldn't get up to perform and time pick. I got you, you know what I mean? But time pick, you fell back. You can't. One thing about when you had a showcase, if you sitting back, I was like, I thought you performed. I felt so bad. I felt so bad, but I got him, you know what I mean? I got him. But Mill Bill, you can't be showing up late, babe. Like, I've been trying to tell people, like, that late shit, that throws a whole monkey wrench into the whole. It throws a whole monkey wrench into the whole entire thing. And Shelliano, me and you going to fight, okay? Because he's crazy. Isn't he a bully?
Who?
Shelliano.
I don't know who
You don't know who Shelliano is?
No. Don't you know? What's it tell you? I'm like, huh? Person. No, nobody don't introduce. You don't sit here introducing me to people. I walk around and I talk to people on my own.
As you should, though.
Hey, y'all. Then they be looking at me like I'm crazy. Like,
No, they don't. They don't look at you like you're crazy.
Yes, they do. They're like, ew, and why are you up in my face?
Yeah, and you tell them who they are. And then what do they say after you tell them who they are?
Okay. And that's it. Then they move on. Like, whatever.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming out of your little fake ass shell. But like I said, she never fronted on me. She never fronted on me, y'all. I could get her to do anything. I'm gonna show y'all the camera footage next week, like, y'all.
Y'all definitely on the first. I'm gonna like totally be honest. Actually, y'all gonna see me honest on stage. I'm gonna have her take off her heels, and we're gonna box on stage, and y'all can see it.
Oh shit! I would love.
We're gonna play some chocolate pudding and bikinis.
Oh no! Ew! That is gonna be on Jerry Springer. Oh. He's not gonna do that.
Yo, we should definitely get something like
that. That's the Jerry Springer show. All right, back to the show. Like I was saying, my girl, Truth Teller, definitely been in rare form doing her essence thing. We got to say how much we do love and appreciate her for coming through showing love. But we turned it out. And what she's talking about coming up is May 1st, Diamond Spotlight, First Sunday Music Event. We're going to have
Platinum Edition.
It's going to be like
a whole sex show.
Diamond Edition, okay? Like last month, you know what I mean? Last week, actually, we did Platinum Edition.
This is Diamond Edition,
you know what I mean? And what Diamond... Yes, you got to get excited about that. What Diamond Edition means... I'm actually giving back to artists, like, things that you need, like, things that can't be broken, you know. We got some crazy beats, originals I'm going to give as a prize. StrictlyGraphics.com is going to do a mixtape cover and some other things. Not sure. We still try to organize it. J. Raina Smith will write a full bio, a full bio with, like, a mini bio magazine, like you could put in, like, a magazine or on your Twitter or whatever, like something real professional for your press kit. Everybody needs. Seriously, everybody needs. And DJ J3, you met DJ J3 earlier today. Tampa, period. He has his show with the BDS tracking. I'm going to sponsor 4 artists to have a month of promotion with his radio show. And definitely get your foot out there. Like I said, diamond thing, something that cannot be broken. It's going to be amazing. Diamond edition.
Yeah,
so,
toughest stuff
out. Wait, I couldn't hear you.
I said diamonds is like one of the toughest, you know, things out there. Like, it's like the hardest thing there. Like, you can't break a diamond, you can't crush a diamond. I feel like cut a diamond if it can't be crushed.
I think you could cut a diamond with another diamond. But there you go. Same thing. You can't. You only can cut a diamond with another diamond. But as I said.
Wait, I have a question, right? You know, for all the listeners, because, you know, I ask the questions people don't ask. So who's going to be the judges of all this?
The crowd is going to judge, and J. Raina Smith is going to be a judge, and I'm trying to figure out who's the other person. But it's mostly going to be crowd. It's mostly going to be crowd participation. But every artist who's coming, they're registering, and they're going to they're registering to perform, so each artist at least is going to bring 10 people with them. I encourage them to bring way more, but like I said, it is what it is. Do what you're going to do, but at the same time, it's going down.
Right now, when I go, I want a drink. Somebody better buy me a goddamn drink while I'm there. I'm tired of buying my own
Listen. True colors. You do not have to buy drinks. You see how it go down in here?
Yeah, but I don't depend on people to do. You know me.
It's,
I'm independent.
It's not even about depending on people. You could be able to. You can buy your own too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could buy your own drink as well. Like, it really don't even matter. Like,
listen, I've been doing. I was buying my own drink all fucking time.
Well, see,
I buy my own.
No. I'm going to tell y'all, like, this next event is so crazy, but I do not want anybody to blame me for any pregnancies that happened from this event. I don't really want anybody to blame me for any pregnancies that might have happened from last Sunday's event, because that's what we do. Y'all can blame me for the collaborations, you know what I mean? Everybody in the studio together, Young Vine wanted to work with Street Culture, everybody loved Curtis Starr, everybody loved Gilly when he performed. Everybody really appreciated the unity. Like, blame me for that. But the pregnancy, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Like, y'all having threesomes. And it was like 4 threesomes, 7 one-night stands. Like, I got everybody call me and tell me, they're like, yo, you remember the girl with the, yeah, you remember the dude with the, I'm like, wonderful. Glad you had fun. And then, like I said, I also got the calls about the people who were networking in the studio, working all week. Definitely huge shout out to Quiet Storm Entertainment, Busy as Hell, part of Barrel the Beast, and Curtis Starr. Did you see Curtis Starr?
I heard Curtis Starr. He had that place. Wow.
Wait. Let me tell you guys something. Before he performed, Truth Teller had a critique for Curtis Starr and his picture. She was like,
you can't see this motherfucker. Like, who the fuck is he? You can't see him. Because all they showed was a microphone covering his face. Like, how can you see that?
And then what did I say to you? I was like, you will find the fuck out, bitch. And did you find out?
Yeah, I did. Like, he had you wanting to drop your drawers.
And that is no lie at all. Like, it was crazy. Curtis Starr had the whole entire place just clapping. It was so amazing. Like, really, really, really appreciate that young guy. He's definitely A-list. And he's going to be my featured act for Diamond Spotlight Diamond Edition. You know what I mean? going to be crazy.
Diamonds
are our girl's best friend, you know? It's gonna be crazy. We got
Well, let me say something, right? At this, you know, next event, Truth Tellers do not want to be looked at as a groupie. I am somebody. Damn it, I am somebody. I'm not a groupie. So don't be critiquing me and looking at me like that, like y'all be looking at me when I tell y'all who I be. Okay, I'm
no,
done.
Yeah. I think they know. I think they know that you're not a groupie. You're far from a groupie.
But wait. The way, because y'all don't think that I look the way I do. Yeah, I'm a fat bitch. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I will fuck a motherfucker up. Say something to me. I will beat y'all. Let me stop.
No, you're not a fat bitch. You're a fat woman. Ooh, feisty.
Ask the people who I grouped up. I
just grouped
up a couple motherfuckers up in there. No names to be mentioned, but
yeah, don't mention no names. But yeah, it is what it is. Like I said, it's so much to talk about because it's definitely so official.
Wait. And another thing, right? And when y'all perform on stage and I'm sitting there and y'all get off stage, I want a goddamn hug because I be appreciating y'all music. Y'all don't need one of these songs.
Oh.
You know what? Fight
Truth teller. They don't have to hug you. What if they all sweaty and stuff?
What are you playing around?
Oh, I was about to say because,
I'm talking trash.
Yeah, okay, because I was about to say. Huh? Yeah, I was about to say because you worried about a hug, honey? Ew. Thank you. No. Much love to everybody. But even when I get off stage, I just want to go outside and just have the air conditioner hit me or have the cold air hit me. I can't even express to you guys how irritated I'd be. Like, ew. Like, I'm all hot. Sweaty, like, no. I don't even like to be hot and sweaty when I'm having sex, so I need to figure out a way not to sweat when I'm on stage, but there's definitely no way, because once you're going in, it's just your work. It's work. That's work, you know what I mean? It's work. Work time. Time to work. What'd you say?
I said, next time you get on stage, I'm going to be behind you. I'm going to be doing you. I'm going to be a hype bitch.
Oh, you got to be my hype bitch. You know my lyrics, so don't even play. Don't even play no effing games, yo. Yo, that's going to be banging. I would love that. I would love to have you on stage. You could be my little big mama. You could be my little big mama. Did you see when I little mama BMG? I had to, guys. Y'all know I get real hype during the shows, and I will jump right on stage in the middle of your whole everything. Like, it definitely goes down. I don't even care. Like, I'll be right on stage, off beat. But if y'all Jay-Z me, I am going to hit you. No.
Anyway, the funny thing was, you saw Jay-Z when he smacked Lil Mama on the ass and told her to get off the stage.
Yeah, don't Jay-Z me. Don't look at me like I'm not supposed to be there and kick me off stage because I'm not going nowhere and I'm gonna grab your mic.
but don't be Little Mama in it neither, and don't be Kanye in it neither.
I'm a Kanye. You try to Jay-Z me. I'm a Kanye. You like, hold up. Beyonce should have won this fucking mic. Where the fuck is Beyonce? Beyonce should have his mic. Why the fuck do you got his mic? Yo, that's some real shit, though. I'm that ignorant. I would do it. I would definitely do it. It's not a problem. I have not one problem doing it or whatever at all. And with some real shit, neither should you. Like, come on now. Like, you can't let a person bully you around, so that's what I'm talking about. Unfollow. Ooh. Yo. P
people are just like the wackest, and I can't take it no more. I really can't take it anymore. I see wackness. Some people are just whack. They've been on Twitter for like ever and got like 2 followers. I'm got 100 followers.
Again, huh? I hate Twitter. I
keep asking, do I have a Twitter? I hate Twitter. I'm about to take your
Twitter over. I've been told you
to take it. You gotta give me your password. I get it popping right now. As a matter of fact, while we're
I don't even know my password.
Well, you can easily get it, crazy girl. It's not like you can't easily get it. But we definitely about to get into the real details of May 1st so that everybody will be able to know about it. Talking shit a little bit more. Like I said, I'm real excited back up doing the show. It's going to be over at midnight. So if you want to listen in, definitely tune in. And we will be back tomorrow night. Tomorrow will be another nice event. Shout out to my boy OG Top Class. It's gonna be Excite the Class. You know, 48th and Market. Come through, sign up 8 o'clock. $10 get in at the door, and you will get more details in 1 minute.
Yeah. Young. I'm so fire, they know who it be. When I step in the building, they notice me. Yeah, they know what it is. Mr. Everywhere you go, we handle with biz. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces. First off, niggas know who it is. Young Vine, King of Philly, I be on my shit. You should know that I don't trust nobody. Dude's fake, and my baby mom's more grimy. I did everything, I really had your back. You so familiar, my family, what type of love is that? I swear to God, this bitch is the biggest hypocrite. Used to be ugly, now I'm the one they wanna get with. What's the difference now? I got a couple dollars, couple record labels trying to give me a holler. Bitch, your words useless, tryna chuck the juices, stupid. They know who it be. When I step in the building, they notice me. Yeah, they know what it is. Mr. Everywhere you go, we handle with biz. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces. Young move like a soldier, move on point, so watch the way you approach and do, And they know that they not on my level, they just knowin' I'm the shovel, they got wins and I got medals, And they know that I be on my grind, everybody want you when you get a little shine, couple years ago they ain't pay me no mind, so I throw the deuces, join like it and all like it they know who it be, when I step in the building, they notice me, yeah. They know what it is. Mr. Everywhere you go, we handle with this. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces.
We enjoyed that too. So I really like that way better than that Black and Yellow song. Like, it's like he stole his flow and everything, and I really felt like he did it better. And that's Young Vine. Did you like Young Vine's performance? Truth Teller. Oh, wait a minute. I think we lost Truth Teller. But we definitely do. Got my boy in the building. I know you ain't pressed. Oh, there you press one as soon as I open this mic. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to Philly Shine Tomorrow. What's up?
Damaro.
Hey.
Damaro.
Now, baby, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, you speak, but she talks to you with the little baby voice. Well, you gonna get my baby voice? No, I didn't even go yet.
Caramel got me trained.
You said what?
Oh, she got me trained. We get married.
Oh no! Oh no! I love it! I love it!
We gonna get married on your show right now.
What'd you say, babe?
We're gonna get married on your show. You the reverend.
Oh, we gonna get Geico to marry y'all, like the commercials.
Say what?
We gonna get the little Geico lizard to marry y'all.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, you bought company?
Yeah, I told you we get married on the Philly Shine show. You think it's a game?
Oh, who you getting married to?
Me, Caramel
the Bass. Hey! Uh-oh. No grease on Philly Shine Radio. That's for Diamond Spotlight.
I'm about to cut the mail with a butter knife.
No, you love Almost Desire. Remember her? Hold up. Calm down. Let them have it. I got somebody for you. I got a couple bodies for you, truth teller. Calm down. Welcome back to the show, Karma Desire. I could marry y'all if I can hold up in court, but, you know, I could do it. Now you're married.
Okay. I do appreciate it.
Poof, you're married. That's how I do things.
Wait. Come on, let's do the ceremony right here, right now. Ready? I'll be the witness.
You're the witness. And they already married, though. I said poof. That's the magic word. Abracadabra.
No, they got to say their vows. They got to say they take each other. Come on.
All right. Damaro, you ready to get married to her?
Yes.
Karma Desire, you want to marry the boy, Damaro?
I do.
See, now I pronounce y'all married. That's how we do things.
I didn't say my vows.
All right, what's your vow? That was the vow.
Well, Caramel Desire, I desire your caramel and the way you walk and the way you look. I chill, love you, and oh my God, your perm and. Oh, your toes and oh my God, forever and for more, you're my caramel and I desire all that.
All right, Desire, Karma Desire, now it's your turn to tell Damaro how you feel about him.
Well, I'm a little speechless now.
No, you can't repeat the second
damn
vowel.
I didn't let my own vowels.
All right, repeat after me.
Okay.
Damaro. No, Demel. Repeat after me.
Wait, I got you.
Damaro. Right. No, I'm going to do it. No. I'm doing it. Damaro, I'm glad that you like my caramel.
Damaro, I'm glad that you like my caramel.
Now watch me just drip it all down your throat for the rest of your life. I like that. Well, I'm more of a creative mind, you know.
I forever.
And forever.
Yeah, what you said, okay, Damaro?
Oh, I love it. All right.
Always and forever.
But listen. Now that y'all married, have phone sex. That's a nice topic. Y'all called in. It's Trooper Dear Saturday. The other people didn't press one because I guess they don't want to get it on the topic, but it is Trooper Dear Saturday. I dare you
to call and have phone sex. And she don't even have to open up the Hershey.
Oh, please.
On the Philly Shine Show.
truth for the day is, how many times did you get to masturbate today? Seriously.
Well, me using my hands, I was around a lot of silverware, a lot of napkins, and a lot of people, so you know, my hands was very busy.
How many times today were your hands very busy? That's the question, Jamal.
Well,
I'm glad Philly Shine show back. I got tired of being up at Caramel Suite. And
No, Demel. No, hell no, Demel. Answer the goddamn question, Demel.
Well,
how many times,
I didn't have
seriously.
Time to do all that because I was at work.
Okay.
Using my hand wisely. But
no.
I did wash my hands, though, and I had a lot of soap on there.
We're talking about your hand touching your dick and stroking.
Yeah, literal for them.
I
didn't do that.
I told you that topic wasn't gonna fly.
Listen, masturbating? Everybody masturbates, yo.
But today though, like not everybody masturbated today. Like,
you ain't get to masturbate today.
Nope.
Yo, I didn't even get to masturbate today, but the day is not over. It's like 20 minutes left in the day.
Oh, please, I'd rather
Well, I ain't taking no shower until tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I'm a bit of a teeth fuck to myself. Like, I just masturbate. All I need is like a minute and shit, then I'm done.
You don't have to worry about your hands getting pregnant.
No, it's not going to break. I just work real fast, like, I'm going to tell y'all good night because I put myself to sleep. I be on some drowsy shit and I'm masturbating.
Yo, I can't talk to her. She is stupid.
I'm serious. Like, when you masturbate, you don't fall asleep afterwards? Like,
Hey, yo, we have another caller in. Let me open up this mic.
Listen,
I know Caramel make me go to sleep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yo, welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
267-444, you price number one. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
The name is Nonfiction. Calling from North Philadelphia, Unimize.
Yo, bro, what's good? Welcome back to the show.
What's up with y'all?
Showing off. I just married. I would like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. X Squad, Carmel Desire, and Jamel. I just married them. It was awesome.
Carmel Desire.
No.
The name like Carmel, I got to meet her. She sound hot.
Carmel Desire is a married woman now.
Sorry, buddy.
You should have heard it. I mean, I helped Carmel Desire with her vows. I had to repeat that for me. I know I got dirty. But it is what it is. Welcome back to the show, bro.
What y'all talking about tonight, man? What's the sexy topic?
Wait. First and foremost, right? Mr. Nonfiction has been in his bag lately. And you guys need to check out YouTube for the new videos he's been shooting and editing and doing all that, this, that, and the third with. So, tell us, you got to show off first. Shout out to my boy Corleone Don doing his goddamn thing. New video up. And where can we check it out at?
The video, you can pretty much find the video on YouTube. All you got to do is type in Unimize, UNIMINDS. And we got about 50 pages. That actually make like our probably like 60-second video. And I got one coming in 2 weeks called Few of Many. It's already done, but I gotta make them wait for a little while. Also, definitely check out my green screen, John. Shot and edited by myself. It's called Sleeve. I actually won an award for that one for Black History Month on YouTube. That's tight.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
That's good. I like that. Now to the freaky part. Tonight's
What's
topic.
The
dear Santa Boy.
I got you. Let me do it.
Go ahead.
Well, you've been doing all the damn talking.
I'm not going to be talking to you doing all the talking. Shut up and let me do this.
Bitch, you could talk. I don't fucking put no muffle on your mouth. But you know what? I got a dick-shaped one just for it next time. I'm going to choke you.
Get out of here, bitch.
Choke
anyway.
You. Thank you. Go ahead, bitch. We fight because we love each other.
All right. Tonight's topic is the truth or dare. The dare is, I'll let you do the truth, I'll do the dare. All right. The dare is, you have to call somebody up and have phone sex with them on air.
And truth is, how many times did you masturbate today? That's when you called in, and I was talking about me masturbating, which I'm about to do right before midnight start, because how you go a day without masturbating? I don't know.
You better do it on air.
I'm not doing it. Nope. I'm going to do it sort of kind of on air while the song is playing, and I'm going to be done real fast.
No, you got to do it on air.
Well, actually, I haven't done any of that today. I actually kind of had the little thing, so I didn't really do any of that today. But I think probably the last time I might have did that was my last little 7-month bid that I did, probably about maybe a year ago. Not really big one.
So wait a minute. So I really think the masturbation is healthy, like.
Well,
I mean
too much of anything is bad for you. We already know that.
You said what?
But you know, too much of anything is bad for
you. Pretty much everything
bro.
Is bad for you.
No, too much of anything is bad for you. But this is little birdie like. See, y'all women, I don't know. I know my man online, he probably knows. See, I was told this from an OG a long time ago. Like, when you're going to go get with a chick for the first time, first impressions last lifetime. So that's when you really want to put your thing down. See, I was told from an OG, when you're about to go see somebody you never seen before, words of wisdom, you might want to squeeze one off before you get there, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of men over the age of 27 should know that already. You know what I mean? That's an inside man.
Well, I used to hunt before we had sex so I can get my cum out of the way so when we do it, it can last, she have an orgasm before
I call my first joint, that first joint is practice shot. The second one, that's the one that make babies. That's the one. The first one is the medics. Them soldiers, the Marines coming out the second time. It's about the Marines, babe. Come on, sis, you know what we do, man. You know, I'm a BM next time. You know, my BM is a star, so, you know, I mean. But the masturbating thing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But when the time comes, if I gotta get it down, I gotta get it down. But fortunately, I'm all right now.
Well, Caramel can't get pregnant, so we good.
I'm done with you, Mr. DeMille. I'm really done.
So when we gonna have Miss Honest Fire on Unimind's radio? Because they starting to call me the Black Howard Stern. So if I'm the Black Howard Stern, then you're the
female. You know I'm the female Howard Stern. Don't even play no games.
That's big.
I've been trying to sing songs over there. Tyreek gang on his email is acting crazy.
Well, shout out your email so we can know where we send the music to.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Y'all can send me whatever y'all got. Like, I mean, I'm definitely looking for more R&B and rock music. I'm starting to build my catalog on that. But whatever you got, I definitely play it. Email is righteous, righteous@gmail.com.
I'm trying to get you on this Law in London.
You got to. I'm trying to upload that drawing into my drawing now. I don't know why.
Miss Caramel, what are we doing with the Law in London?
Okay, excuse me. My bad, y'all. I started eating and everything. Okay.
You got to watch what you say, because I'm in the gutter right now.
You know I like Steve, my baby.
I thought you
were saying Jamel. Ew. Listen. She got to watch what she says. She was talking about some... Sorry about that. I was eating. Then you just slapped your lips.
Oh, my God. I love her lips.
Yeah. Okay. Sam, where you calling from, Sam? I hear a little accent.
That,
where you from?
He's going to give Looney Tunes some
Sorry, Carmel. He was talking over you. Could you please start over, babe?
Yeah, where y'all from? I hear accents. Where y'all from? Y'all sound like GA? GA in the building?
Well, I'm from Florida.
Okay.
And my husband, he's from Philly, but he lives in Georgia now.
Okay.
Is that,
that's my second home
that.
Right there. Bankhead. Bankhead, Decatur, all day. Zone 3 and 4.
She claims you like a real woman. I love that. I actually
just came from out there like 5 this morning. I went out there to go see my son. 90 minutes. Can't beat it. I got back in Philly at 5 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Go ahead, Carmel. Tell us what we do with that Lauren London.
Okay. Everybody knows Looney Tunes. And with him, since he has the song Lauren London, we're going to get him some models that are, like, around him all the time, and we're going to call them the Nunu Squad. And they will be, like, the official Laura London. So any events that y'all see him at, they will have, like, the Nunu shirts on, and they will say, like, Laura London and stuff like that. So, like, when he performs, they will be on stage. That would be, like, his official entourage. We're looking for them now. You know, anybody, email me, caramel@gmail.com if you want to be a Nunu girl or Nunu squad.
Well, obviously I ain't going to let anybody be around on the tour.
Man, you better look like you just came out of pack or something.
Hold on, wait. Spell out your email address, Caramel.
Okay, it's caramelbezire@gmail.com.
Nice.
And you have to have a cute face.
Oh,
a big booty,
right?
And slim waist. Titties is optional.
You know what? Bite me, Caramel. Just bite me right the fuck down. Don't hate on us,
man. Sorry, she can't bite nobody. She's mad. Her teacher's mom.
Wait a minute. We're coming up on the last 8 minutes of the day. I got something to do with one of these minutes. Trying to figure out which one. And the thing about Philly Sound Radio, people are real comfortable. You know what I mean? You know what? Maybe I'm going to go today without it. That's a shame, though.
What's
going to happen? Masturbating. Really? I'm supposed to at least masturbate once or twice a day.
I ain't paying this for no man.
Do it. All right. Well, I'm going to call up somebody and have phone sex. Oh, and I'm on a new phone, so let me think, who could I get? I'm going to be real fucking evil. Damn shame. All right, God. I wonder if he'll believe me.
I don't think you got enough fire since your last name, Fire Brown. Miss Brown, Fire Brown. I don't think you have enough fire.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been there. We're gonna play some music and I'll be right back.
And you know, you already dared me before.
Yeah, I know you'll do it. We'll see who else is going to be next. I'm going to be first. I'm going to be the dare first.
Oh, man, I can't do those type of things.
No. I'm telling you, I got to do it to get to each other. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some music. When the music stops, it's because I'm clicking over because I found my victim.
Money. Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some. You are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can frostbutt, only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect.
Oh,
all right.
I'm down Old City.
Oh, you down Old City?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even far from there, like.
where you at?
I'm in the Double Tree on Broad Street, and I was calling because I had just took off all my clothes and was just thinking about you.
Whatever.
What you mean, whatever?
Whatever.
What you mean, whatever? Won't you go someplace where you like? By yourself, where I could talk to you, maybe like right before I go to sleep, we could you know.
Go ahead, talk.
Huh?
I said, go ahead, talk.
But your background is so noisy. I want you to get somewhere relaxed where.
You can't do that because I'm out.
Ah, boo! I'm trying to play on your phone. You're not. You no good. You ain't good
I
for
know.
Nothing.
I know.
Off. Oh. All right. So that didn't work because he all out in the club. I should have known he was out in the damn club. He didn't believe me no goddamn way. Need flavor. They're going to cuss me out on the block. Shit. All right. True teller. That didn't work. I ran out of victims. I played on too many people's phones. I ran out of victims. I think he knew what I was doing, so I think
he might see the
phone. What'd you say?
Probably seen it.
Nah. Well, he probably seen the post. He probably seen the post. His motherfucking ass. Like, well, you know, always whenever I play on anybody's phone, I let them know. Truthfully, I was just playing, you know what I mean? I wasn't serious. But it was funny. I enjoyed teasing him a little bit because I'm sure he's now going to cuss me out. He's calling the other line right now. No, that's one of my homies I grew up with and shit. Like, been cool for fucking ever. Definitely ride or die. I'm not going to say his name out, but just, he texted me. Oh, shit. No. Because then he's going to cuss me out. I don't want to hear that shit. So anyway, what?
Have fun with me.
No, I told him. I was like, I couldn't play on his damn phone. Damn it. He made it horrible. He made it too hard. Play on his goddamn phone, like he out in the fucking bout. Always at the club. Why I play on your phone? Yo, listen. It was just fun and games. Y'all know I like to play around, but more than anything, I'm about music. Fun and unity, you know what I mean? Networking, we all having fun together, we all doing things together, and it's always with love. So please don't think I have a mean bone in my body, you know what I'm saying? It's all love. If I don't like you, that's different. I'll fuck you over right in your face, like, you know. don't play that shit. It is what it is. But my girl Truth Telling Now, it's your turn. Before we close the show out, stop playing. Oh, I know who you should get. You should get Fanatic, so then I can play this song afterwards.
Oh, no, wait. No, I don't got his number. He never gave me his number.
You don't have his number? No, dang, I can't say who you're going to get. That's not so good, right? Yeah, you got to keep it anonymous. So, go later. We will, as a matter of fact, I think I might even want to pick this up.
Are you talking about that?
You
talking about that person I just got to do before?
No, don't do that one. We want to do somebody who's not going to expect it. You know what I'm saying? That goes to show how much game you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to touch your game. I almost had my homie. He was like, that'd be Tree. That sound kind of nice. Like,
it was hilarious. I was cracking up, y'all.
Oh, man.
I feel bad, though. He's going to kill me. I hope he's going to tell my brother, yo. I'm really cussing the fuck out if he will. Break his fucking face.
That means war if you tell on me, you know. Snitches get stitches, dug in ditches, and all that other stuff that rhymes and itches. But, you know.
Let
me tell you. What?
Okay, I love that tattoo on your
thighs. You know,
that makes you
want to
kill you.
It makes me what? Oh, makes you want to kill me. Oh. You're so sweet. We might as well play the whole song before the show closes out. No more minutes left in the game. I didn't masturbate. Now, my freaking, I don't know what's going to happen to me. Maybe I'm going to get pregnant now. You got to masturbate to be pregnant. Like, no, I don't want to get pregnant. I can't take the stress right now. I love babysitting, though. I'll babysit in a minute.
I'll be trying to tell you, Truth Teller, I take your babies all the time. Like, me and my nephew was making a song today. We play this shit, but they have baby stuff. No, I ain't ready.
But definitely thanks to everybody who's calling in, who called in, listened up. There's more to come. Shout out to everybody at UE Radio. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah, my boy G-Stick, much love to you, babe. The man, OG Top Class. I see you tomorrow. Excite the class. It's going to be crazy. Definitely been going through.
Money. Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval, the definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seein'. did, who you doing? And she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas. Only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches. Only if they real bitches. They got three hoes, and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
He done, he fucked them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out. Come out.
Yo, what's up, Demel?
No, I'm out. I'm out. They don't feel me. Tell them honest. They just got to kill me. Tell them honest.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You know
I'm
mean?
Out. What, you give a blue ball? Damn.
Huh?
You give them blue balls?
Yep, she give them blue balls. Because she be grinding that big ass on them, and then she don't do nothing. She just walk away. Then she put her cat on her thigh. Like, yeah,
yo.
Then she just walk away and grind on them.
No,
I heard about it. You, truth teller.
What you hear about me?
You know the truth will tell.
What's the truth? Tell me the truth about the truth teller.
And I'm out. I'm out.
No,
you out.
Jamel. Tell me what you heard about me.
I don't know. reason I come to Philly Shine Show because every time I get off this show, I get a lot of requests from a lot of women. Some of them big, some of them small, some of them, they just some of them.
But you're married now, so you can't do that.
Mm. It's just married. Have you heard that song?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You can't tell me nothing without a ring. A ring don't mean a thing to me.
Oh, Jamel, you need your ass beat. We just said we married you on the show, and now you want to cheat on your wifey. Oh, you need an ass whooping, and I will give it to you.
Yeah, but no, that's not right.
What?
That's not right
you
at all.
You could at least waited 24 hours before you cheated. No, you ain't even been a half hour married, and you want to cheat. What the hell?
What? Who I cheated with?
You trying to cheat about women. Come on. How about
you? Isn't this the honest and the truth show?
Yeah.
Should I be honest or should I tell the truth?
You should do both.
Tell me.
It ain't it.
You do both at the same time, simultaneously.
Wait until I come and hang out with y'all one day.
Gotta be a day I can get a babysitter.
Y'all ain't gonna be able to hang out with me for real.
Why won't we?
Because we're gonna be out. We're gonna be all over the place. New Jersey, New York.
I can't do that. We're
gonna hang.
First of all, well, I be trying to tell you to tell. I know them babysitters hang out for official times and have some fun, but. On some real, I'm ready for it, Jamel.
I know people, you got practice from your karma desires and your so much souls and your everyone else's, and you love them all, whatever, whatever. But I don't have to stop partying. I've partied 3 days straight before. No sleep, no cocaine, no
car.
Okay.
She was high off that shit, y'all. She had the LSD in her system. That bitch was high.
I don't smoke. I don't drink. I'm just naturally on the go. You know, I work out.
See, look, Demel, see, you can't hang with me because I'm a drinker.
But I'm saying, I work out. You know, working out, you know what I'm saying, give you the best out of all the world.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
See, I can't hang out with Demel because it'd be like, I don't know.
What?
Oh, no.
And then I got a cousin up there. He be thinking he, Tony Montana, drinks on me. I knew everybody. And he buy all the drinks.
Well, he cool with me and then buy my drink. Because I will get drunk off the drinks that you buy me. And if you don't buy me drinks, I'll buy my own shit.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Buy the drinks. And then y'all need to come to Georgia.
We will.
Ain't no party like a Georgia party. They party 7 days a week around this place.
Oh, well, we will. I would love for you to come to Diamond Spotlight. The next one is going to be crazy. And definitely I appreciate and thanks you for the ideas and the added with the prizes that I'm going to give. I might even, the way things going and like opportunity that I have, I'm really, really, really teetering towards everybody winning something, like on some bullshit. Like, I could do that shit. Like, the point is you have the most crank. Yeah, like, everybody's going to win something. Maybe I might buy everybody promotional on J3 show, but pretty much they're going to be investing in themselves. I don't know. I'm not doing the show. I'm not seeing you.
I don't know, but I'm going to be a judge. I'm just going to make myself a judge.
Oh, really? Truth Teller's going to be a judge.
Dang, she is
and
talking to
Truth Teller's
going to
be part of the prizes,
right,
too. I'm going to put a
what
bow on her motherfucking hand.
Wow.
What'd you say?
Where's she at? She talking more?
Who, Truth Teller?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. You don't know what she was doing. Truth Teller was dancing Sunday. She was just showing us how it shaped. I was watching.
What?
I was watching.
Well, when we was out last week, DJ Trapper John had two cameras on him. One.
Really?
He was a white girl and a white guy. And every time he walked, he posed.
Wow.
I said, what the hell?
He did what? Say that again.
That's wild.
Every time he walked, they had to take pictures of him. I said, damn, I thought they tied in a black club. They white. Walking around with
him. Oh, goodness, that's funny as well. But, Jamel, definitely appreciate you calling the show. You know what I mean? Like
you
I
know,
said,
I'm honest. You are the longest, real, you one of the longest people that's been with the F Squad. Me and you have fought. We have loved. We have broke up. We have got that together. See?
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't letting you go nowhere.
I ain't letting you go nowhere either, Mr. Jamel.
Okay, wait. Okay, I got to do something, right?
Yes. What do you want to do?
All right. I'm about to make you a partnership. Honest, do you take Jamel?
Oh, shit. Go ahead, Boop.
Honest, do you take Jamel to be your ex-squad partner through thick and thin, through bullshit and fucked up wigs? Whooping non haircuts.
Only if my dinner's on the table at 5 p.m. I'm good. Like, I do. Yeah, I do.
And forever, ever, ever, and show love to each other no matter what.
I said I do.
Ex-wife partners.
I said I effing do. Damn.
And
Debra,
the same thing. I'm not going to repeat that because I can't remember what the hell I just said.
Yeah. Through all the hotel tricks and through all the prank phone calls, through all the birthday, all the birthday songs, and all the freestyle rappers I take honest to be my best friend till the day I die.
Cross my heart,
hope to die, stick a lot of peace faith in your eye.
And I gotta give out another shout out. Demel, I got to introduce you to the R&B king of the world, Curtis Starr. Like,
yeah.
When I tell you, Curtis,
when to drop your draws.
Curtis Starr.
I ain't dropping my draws.
No, I mean
Curtis Starr. Curtis Starr shit on everybody.
No, yeah.
Everybody. I'm not gonna say no names.
Where yet?
We gonna have a conversation right after the show. So we gonna close the show down. I gotta answer a call too. Yo, what's up? So back to business. Much love, everybody. Philly Shine Radio. I'm about to call you right now. Yes, he's
saying for real. If he can sing for real, check me out. I'm going to do my own dare tonight.
What'd you say?
The Philly Shine Show.
I'm going to show you
what I do when I got me a violin next to me.
Uh-oh. Listen. On some real shit now. You know who I'm talking about right now. Like, you already know who I'm talking about. But Curtis Starr is young, handsome, and he got a team behind him. Like, some real girl people, you know what I'm saying? Definitely official. And I'm going to put you on, to quote one of his songs. I could put you on. You're going to be killing it. I love it. And it's not like old fashioned, it's like new hip hotness.
Alright, shout out to her other headliners too.
Oh yeah, oh gosh, yes. I cannot even say more than enough about my other headliners. You already know the music of the very talented, gorgeous, phenomenal Lance Donna. You know what I mean? She's going to be headlining, repping for the ladies. It's going to be crazy. I got to go on YouTube also and check out her new track featuring 50 Cent.
Hold on, wait. That's Donna. That's the one that did the
You Got Me Chopped song.
Yes.
I need a woman to serenade me. To sing.
I got Shorty Low manager
that's going to be on SYDJ radio show, and I want somebody to serenade him like it's his birthday.
Let me hit it up.
Stop. And Shorty Low did that big old deal with G Unit, who knows, she might get signed on Esquire DJ Radio, and I want 10%.
Hey, that's real lit. But like I said, check out Lance Donna. I'm all turned up on YouTube featuring 50 Cent. Get the views up. I'm about to share it on my Facebook. Show effing love. I ain't got time for nothing else. My girl is definitely official. And Blood Money, ENT, Pure Punishment Records, will be in the building with their big pimp cups.
okay?
Yes,
the real official
cups was outrageous.
Official pimp cups, like official, like it was crazy, like
it was funny, crazy, but funny. Yo,
it was
to fill this up. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, they definitely went on.
Cause they be whipping their oils.
Ooh, whipping their oils. But it's really some real shit. We're going to have some fun. This next event is going to be crazy. Curtis Starr, a star. Lance Donna, a star. Crazy. Philly shot his dick on Tuesday. Tuesday night, I'm actually going to announce most of the lineup for this show. We're going to have maybe like 5 or 6 artists come on as a guest. It's going to be fun. Next Thursday, actually, I'm going to have the privilege of having CD in my show, an artist from Black Wall Street Record Company. My homie, Philly the Boss, told me about him, what he's doing. He was featured on a Gaines album. He has a new album coming out real soon. The Game is going to be on it. He's from Philly, but he's living in L.A. right now. So.
Okay, what are we talking about now? I had to put this down for a second. I had to
If you were on Twitter, I could really, really tell you what I'm talking about. But you know how you're like a Twitter a Twitter deficient.
I am Twitter illiterate. I can't get
what?
It gives me a headache.
But listen, Black Wall Street artist, if y'all are on Twitter, @Q_TD, will be on a radio show on Thursday. I'm going to put it out there all crazy, bless the music out, his links and everything. Like I said, I show my Philly guys love, even if you leave me. Y'all already know my number one. You know who my number one is, who left Philly, Mr. Carlito. So, you know what I mean?
Carlito,
check it out.
Philly. He does my
little Ms. Brown.
Somebody, you have any final words before we go?
Ms. Brown, did you see EXO on J. Millie Artist on Hip Hop Wise?
Who?
EXO. He's J. Millie Artist.
Oh, no.
What did they say?
Yeah.
They sang on the show?
Well, Jim Jones was going to do a song with this girl named Samaya, and, you know, the deal didn't go through, so next thing you know, she called EXO, and EXO ended up doing the song that she wanted to do with Jim Jones. You know what I mean? He hit it, he did the song, and he was going back to California.
Just going Hip Hop Wives, what channel do that come on?
You know,
I've never even seen Hip Hop Wives. You talking about Basketball Wives?
No, Hip Hop Wives, boo.
I don't even know that show.
I'm about to look it up right now. I swear I'm about to look that up right now.
Well, yeah, we're going to check that out. Close out the show. Thank you, Jamel, for calling in. More to come. Thank you, everybody.
The show is over.
Thank you for the shy people. Yes.
Yeah, we ending the show. Like, it's not over, but you know, what we going to do? You going to keep us busy?
No. Listen. The show is over.
The show is over.
Everybody. The show is over. I said we'll be back. I will say goodbye to now. Don't you fucking cry. Toughen up. There's no crying in Philly Shine Radio. God damn it.
Has
I
already
missed
cheese,
my masturbating for yesterday. I gotta make up.
Philly got all the cheese.
What'd you say?
Philly got all the cheese.
Philly got all the cheese.
Yeah, because if you don't get a steak like mine, then you don't got no cheese.
Shut the mouth. Good night, and definitely thank you once again. Good night, Miss Truth
Teller. But check
this out.
But thank you, Honest and Truth Teller. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all. May God.
Enjoy your marriage, you know, and it better last more than 24 hours. I will cut you.
He's a bigamist.
I will cut you.
Exactly.
You know, no, he only married you in friendship, but he got a wife. He got a wife. No. Now, I will cut him. I will cut him.
Okay.
Cut him, brother. I'm out.
I'm in.
But I'm out. I'm out. Good night, y'all.
Yo. Hey, yo. All right, honest, we got to talk. Hello?